As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned appliance discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Mortgages. Doesn't sound real exciting, does it? Money. Now that sounds a little more exciting. This is Sean Vincent of Vincent Mortgage, and I will save you money. Whether you're looking to buy a new home or just looking for $20,000 cash for home improvements, call me first. 314-839-9999. We offer all loan products available to mankind at the lowest rates. Myself and my team will show you unique ways of using your equity in your home to improve your net worth and your lifestyle. Call me. 839-9999. NMLS 173-855.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
You know you're a redneck if you come from a rural area and behave as such.
And that guy right there is about as funny as Jeff Foxworthy is to me, because I don't think Jeff Foxworthy is funny.
Gold dust at my feet.
And Limey, I had a guy tell me that when he listens, he hears everything just fine except my microphone.
Except your microphone.
And he says, I'm way, like, just sometimes I can barely hear it sometimes. What is that about?
Okay, how about that? How about now?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not out there listening.
I can tell the guy to get a new radio.
We got to get a new control board operator.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, yeah.
It's none of that.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you can hear me. Limestone likes to fade me out. This is what young guys do when they think they're going to take over a show. They just phase you out so nobody can hear you, and then you're irrelevant. I don't think that's what
you start talking, and you just start going like this. Hey, so, hi, everybody. What's going on?
Oh. So, welcome, one and all, on the eve of my daughter's 30th birthday. Big deal. It's a big deal to me, and I'm sure to her, too. It is the 22nd of May. And there's something we need to get out of the way because I forgot it yesterday, and it probably hurt his feelings, except that you can't hurt Dan's feelings.
No.
He was going to tell a story about saving a bird's life. Now, before before he does this, and we officially open the Burke segment, when I say, does anybody have anything to say, which I just said, you need to know the backstory here. And I want Dan, before he tells the saving the bird's life story, to let people know who don't know the story of why he scared to death the birds, and also refresh my memory, because what traumatic thing happened?
I don't know.
But you are scared. I've been on 19 trips with this guy to the Caribbean, and almost every place you go down in the Dominican or Mexico, there's a guy with a couple of big parrots. Oh. It scares Dan to death. He's petrified of birds. And if we're eating. And a lot of times in resort areas, you'll be eating, and birds come around the outdoor eating area and pick up crumbs and stuff, mm-hmm. and the tourists kind of like them, and they'll toss them a crumb. Now, Dan, he runs in his room and locks the door. He is petrified of birds. Let's start with, why are you so scared of birds? And then I'll tell you a story about why I should be. What's your story?
I have no idea. I don't know why.
But there has to be something that happened when you were a kid.
No, there was nothing that I can ever remember that happened with birds. The only other thing that I can remember...
You see the movie The Birds as a kid?
As one of my favorite movies, but I did see the movie. And at one point, we had a parakeet when I was a kid.
I had a parakeet, Chippy.
Yeah, but I don't remember what mine's name was. But I have no idea why I'm just like scared to death of birds. We were at South Padre Island one time, a long time ago, and this guy that knows that I'm scared of birds.
It's a place dropper.
Name of place dropper.
I was laying on just laying there on the beach, just enjoying everything, and he decided to throw some potato chips on me. And you know what that does?
Oh, it brings in the birds. Yeah.
Oh, Yeah.
Well, then this is what happened.
Well, I jumped up. Well, he knew. No, I was afraid of birds before that.
You had a chip on your shoulder ever since.
Hey, this is kind of... Oh, that's good. That was good.
Thank you.
This is kind of a sidebar, but have you ever been lying on the beach and you kind of fall asleep and you wake up and you got wood? And you realize people walking by have been looking at you having the afternoon wood. Have you ever had that happen?
No.
I have.
No.
And I was proud of it.
I wouldn't admit it if I had.
Well, I was proud of it. Sun makes me horny. I'm not kidding. Sunshine makes me horny.
Sunshine.
So right now the sun
makes
is shining.
Me horny.
And No,
not right now.
Are you ready to go?
No, not right now. I'm
well,
indoors.
There's no women on the show.
But if I'm out, if I'm outside, just kind of, you know, like sitting out with the people or sitting by the pool or just on it does. It makes me amorous if the sun's
amorous.
Up.
That's a good word.
That is a good word. Thank
that
you.
Is a good word.
So maybe that throwing chips on you. Maybe that's what
it could have been. I don't know, but I ran into the ocean as fast as I could.
All right, so let's fast forward to what just happened.
The other day, and Sandy, my girlfriend, told me that right outside the back door, she let Billy the dog out. We have a black lab.
His name's not Billy, it's Billy the dog.
Billy the dog.
I love it.
Billy the dog. So we let Billy the dog out, we've had a couple, a nest. Up in our soffit, actually, of this condo. So we have to put screens over it after all the birds are gone. And one of the little birds either jumped out or fell out of the nest.
Maybe he's trying to commit suicide.
Yeah, it could have been.
No.
And Billy the dog.
Do you think animals commit suicide? I mean, really, I'm serious.
I think there are some, I know there are some mother animals that have done that, to protect their young.
I've seen a video of it. It was a hippopotamus. I swear to God.
Well, if I looked like that, I would too.
That
doesn't get a rim shot.
A hippopotamus on one of those Planet Kingdom type shows knew it was dying, and it went into the water where it knew there was alligators, where normally it wouldn't go into there, and it went into there. They even theorized on the video that it went in there to purposely end its life, just to end its own pain.
Or maybe it was blind. Maybe it went blind, didn't know it was going in the
water.
Wanted to take a little swim.
The guy was speaking in British, so I'm pretty sure it was accurate.
That was David Attenborough.
Yeah.
Who?
David Attenborough.
Yeah. Oh.
He's a big narrator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think there probably is. I'm sorry. The only reason I said that is just that the bird fell out. I thought maybe he jumped out.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the only one in the nest who couldn't fly yet, and all his brothers and sisters flew, and his parents were ashamed of him, so he jumped out and killed himself.
And that's very possible. So Sandy was out with Billy the dog, and Billy looked over and saw the bird, and the bird was just kind of fluttering around and hopping a little bit. He walked over and...
Ate it.
Almost. He walked over and started to pick the bird up with his mouth, and Sandy was pulling on his collar and everything to keep him away from the bird. And so she took him in, and then she told me, there's a bird outside. I couldn't find it. Well, then she went back out and found it. It was really up against the house. So I went out.
And this is a little baby bird.
Yes, a little baby bird. I went outside, and I had a little towel, and I had a box, and I tried to flip the bird away from the house, and I got it away from the house, and then...
Well, why didn't you just pick the bird up? It's a baby bird.
Well, I picked it up with the towel.
Because you're scared to touch.
Yeah. So I picked it up with the towel and put it into the box, and I called Dr. Doug, and I said... I asked Dr. Doug, I left him a message, so I thought, I'm going to call it's the World Bird Sanctuary in Valley Park. Called them, I got a phone number from them to call, did you know there's a Songbird Rehabilitation Center?
I don't think any of us
know.
I had no idea.
There's a Songbird Rehabilitation Center. So, we were afraid that some animal was going to come up and just eat the bird or whatever, or the dog was going to go out and eat the bird. So,
do dogs eat birds?
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because cats do. They love them.
Oh, yeah, they do. So, I called this lady, and she said, it's probably a sparrow. Does it have all its feathers? I'm like, yes, it has all the feathers. She says that's typical. If you can put it back in the nest, that would be best. And I said, I can't get to the nest because it's in a soffit. So, but she said that they will hop around and the mother will continue to feed it. Now, this is the weirdest thing, and Sandy wanted to take a video of it, but she didn't get a chance.
Translation. We're not driving out there for a sparrow.
No.
She just made all this stuff up.
Yeah, basically. So she said, you can let it out, and it will hop around. The mother will continue to feed it. So I went down, let the little bird out of the box, and it started hopping around.
And the cat ate it.
No, yeah. Oh, man. Wouldn't that...
That'd been a great ending.
That, I know. Terrible. That would have been all of a sudden. Whoosh.
Go free, little boy, little bird. Go on, go free. Hop around. Your mom will be back soon.
And I was afraid. I was afraid picking this bird up that the mother was going to come down and start pecking on my head and stuff. I was looking around, but I know. So I let the bird out, and it kind of hopped around. All of a sudden, the mother came down in the middle of the backyard. Mm-hmm. And the little bird started hopping to the mom. And then the mom went up in the tree and came down and fed it. And then it hopped over into the woods, and now it's gone.
So, and then something little bird. Ate it.
Yeah, probably.
At some point, something ate it.
I'm sure. Probably. I'm sure it did.
Well, you,
so I may have saved its life or
no,
not.
No, not me. You're a hero. You saved the bird's life. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Your lifesaver, and you save the one animal that you hate.
I know.
That's a bird.
I know.
When I was about 10, a blue jay attacked me from a tree. You ever see a blue jay like attack a cat? You ever seen that?
Yeah.
Yes. Go on YouTube.
They dive bomb.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. They do dive bomb. That happened to me as a little boy, and for the life of me don't know what I did. I just was in the yard. And this thing decided it was coming after me. And, man, it dove, and it would peck my head and fly back up and dive back down and peck my head.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never forget it.
Oh, man.
When I was about 7, my father came and picked me up from Camp Robin Hood in
South
Saint Louis County.
I knew he'd try to top my story.
I'm not, there's no topping your story. This is silver medal at best. I'm just going to try.
There was a hawk that came down.
I'm just going to try and top Dan's story because I'm just silver medaling on this. My dad wanted to take me to go see Star Wars, and it was sold out. This is when it was out at the theater. And so he had promised me to take me to the movie, and so instead he took me to see The Omen.
The Omen?
Yeah. And there's a scene in The Omen where a crow attacks a woman driving down the street, and they attack her, and they peck her eyes out while she's alive.
Whoa.
And to this day, I get freaked out by crows because of that scene.
Wow.
See, that didn't top your story. It might have topped Dan, but it didn't top yours.
Whoa.
Well, I have one other story that might top it. It mm-hmm. was a... we used to live next to an Asian woman.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you hear...
Because he thinks the story's going to have a happy ending.
Yeah.
she didn't work in a massage parlor. There's no happy ending there.
thank you for laughing, Dan.
three crows, not one, but three, like almost simultaneously, jumped on her, were attacking her. And I went over and pulled her crows off. Yeah, it's kind of an Asian story.
I get it.
Pull your crows off.
Yeah. I pulled the crows off.
That's a true story. That really
got crow's feet on the side of her
and hung them back up on the line. I pulled the crows off of her and hung them back on the line.
That really happened. As long as we're in the Burke segment, does anybody else have anything to say?
I do.
I'd like to introduce our newsman / private investigator, as you know. Tim Woodburn, everybody. Tim.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
You got to say it quicker. He says you're welcome in the middle of thank you.
Yeah, he knows the routine.
Catching that routine again. Two days in a row, I gotten away with that. I am unshowered and unkempt in studio today.
What?
Yes.
Disgusting.
Because there was a water main break at the top of my street this morning, right in front of a highway patrol officer's house. And this happens on my block about once a year. And I kind of live at the bottom of a hill on a dead-end street. And there is nothing worse than trying to exist in a house when you don't have water.
Oh.
You can't flush a toilet. You mm-hmm. can't wash a dish. You can't take a shower. You can't brush your teeth. You can't do anything.
I went through that two months ago. It's just god awful.
Well, and you don't realize how dependent you
right?
are.
Right. I'd rather lose power than lose water. Because
I agree.
Power, I can at least use my phone and read or go swim in my pool. Water is the worst thing. So I've been like on the run since about 5 o'clock this morning. And it's just been miserable. It's just been miserable. I got Speed Stick and Crest out in my car. I've hit both of those about 3 times today, and that's it. That's why I smell the way I smell today. So I just want to let you guys know that's why.
I didn't notice.
We're on a well. So, like, if city water or a section goes out, it doesn't matter to us. But what does matter is if our power goes out.
That's a pretty deep subject.
What did the guy say when he walked up and saw two great big holes in the ground? Well. I know, it's stupid, but my uncle used to tell me that when I was a kid, and I thought it was hilarious. So if our power goes out, it's a double whammy because we have no power, and we have no water because the pump doesn't work. So if we lose electricity, we don't have any water.
No.
Yeah. Now, the good news is, you know, we do have our own water. It's 520 feet deep. It's ice cold on the hottest summer day. It's great water, but no electricity, no water.
Mm.
And then try to tell your wife, or daughter especially, how it works that you got one flush in that tank. They absolutely don't understand any of that. And you say, so, you know, like, if you're going to pee till the power comes back, they'll go pee and immediately.
Oh, yeah.
After you just said, don't flush it. Because you may need to save it for number two.
Right. You got to conserve. I couldn't even do that. I had to go to McDonald's.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
If it's brown,
flush it down.
I've not heard that before.
Really?
Now you have. And now life is complete.
I'm a better man for it. Anything else?
That's it today.
Anybody else? Limestone?
Nope, got nothing.
Let's close it. Our segment is officially closed. Now, I heard Tim mention this story in the news. Folks, we're going to have to talk about this. This former dispatcher for the Hazelwood Police Department, this woman who was raising money for a paralyzed police officer, yet she really wasn't because she took it and went gambling with it. How do you even begin to know how to punish a person like that? And here's the other thing. No matter what happens to her, at some point she'll be back in society. How can she ever show her face again? If you did that, if you like these mothers that pretend their daughter has cancer, they shave their heads and they set up a GoFundMe. My daughter's dying. Please help us, help save her life. And the whole thing is a ruse. She's not sick. How do you ever face anybody again?
The most unbelievable part of this story, in my opinion, is that the Hazelwood Police Department let this woman resign
so she could get her pension.
Yeah. She can get paid the rest of her life. That's unbelievable.
I know.
Now, why? Why wouldn't you fire her?
I guess because she was remorseful and she agreed to pay all the money back, so she says, but, you know, no one really knows even how much she took.
How do you know if somebody's even remorseful or not? It's easy to say, I'm so sorry. That sounds good. How do you know?
Sorry. She's just sorry that she got caught.
And she's saying she's remorseful so she can get her pension.
Exactly.
But he's right. I read, that's part of the story that I read, was that, let me see, how much did she make? She's a police dispatcher. She made $40,000 a year. $47,756 a year.
Wow.
And another $2,800 in unused days off and sick days. So she still got that. And yeah, over $75,000. And she was telling people make the checks out to her, not to, you know, the police officer. Which right there is kind of a red flag. Unless it's somebody like Win the World Cares. The checks you might have to Win the World Cares. That is the charitable arm of Win the World. And all that money goes to St. Jude. And quite frankly, I don't think they'd care if you made the check out to St. Jude. But it says a judge now has to decide her fate. So what do you think will happen to her? I didn't read anywhere where she could get from this to this.
No, because she took a blind plea, which means...
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means... She didn't ask for a pre-sentencing investigative report by prosecutors who would then give a recommendation to a judge of a low end and a high end. She just said, I want the judge to decide my fate. I don't even want to go through all that. So the judge is going to decide personally, without any kind of pre-sentence investigative report, what she should get.
Yeah. I'll say 2 to 3 years in jail.
Let's tell everybody what her name is.
April Briscuso.
Yeah, April Briscuso. Remember that name. And if you ever run into her, walk up and slap her. How dare you take money that's supposed to go to a paralyzed police officer, April?
I remember when that happened. He was Wasn't it?
It was about 2016 or something. Mm-hmm.
August 16.
Yeah, how did it happen?
Traffic stop, I believe.
No,
or
he was en route in pursuit. He was en route to a call, and he collided with another civilian's vehicle.
Yeah.
See this GoFundMe thing. This is something we have as a result of the internet, and as a result of the fact that there are so many people who are, I don't like use the word stupid. They're gullible. They're naive. Sometimes they're just very compassionate and caring. To the point of being stupid, and they'll see something online, and folks, you got to understand, a lot of what you read online is not true. I'm not going to say most of it, but there's a significant percentage of stuff you read, news stories, GoFundMe for this, or my kid has cancer. You don't know if it's true or not, and it's so easy. I can't believe how easy it is to take advantage of people. I really can't. There are people to this day who still are sending money to the guy in Nigeria who can't get his funds released because of some little technicality. And people send money.
Well, they prey on the elderly who are starting to lose their wits. That's usually most of the victims. It's not victims that are 33 and 42. I mean, it's victims in their 70s and 80s.
Yeah, I never really knew but one of my grandparents. That was my dad's mother. And then my mother's mother. I know either my grandpa's. They died when I was like one. But the one grandmother, my mother's mother, we found out, you know, when they die, you got to go through their stuff. So my parents had to start going through. So we find all these check stubs where she'd written checks to Ernest Angley. Does anybody know who this piece of crap is?
Yes.
Ernest Angley is an evangelist who has the most, it's the gayest, when I say gay delivery, I don't mean that to be offensive, but this is the way he talks, Ernest Angley, Jesus will save you. It was so gay, and he had a horrible hairpiece, like the worst hairpiece you've ever, and he'd come on television and just say, this church cannot continue to survive unless we have your money. And we found checks, just all these checks.
Man.
Which she wrote checks to this piece of crap.
Oh.
And he was another, he was one of the ones too that would put his hand on your forehead.
Yeah.
And you jerk back like a bolt of lightning hit you. And then when you got up, oh my goodness, you're not blind anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're not crippled. You can walk. Oh my people. I don't think any of our listeners are that stupid. So we're not really talking to the right crowd here. But the other thing I've learned in my life is, you can't change people. There are certain things you cannot get them to stop doing, or you cannot stop them from believing. For example, if someone really believes that Ernest Angley is touched by God and has been called by God to preach and everything, you're not going to change their mind. You're just not. Because to them, you're a heathen. You just don't want to hear the word, and you're going to hell. Anybody can say, well, God spoke to me, and he told me that I was to send out these healing cloths, these strips of cloth, and I was to bless them. And anyone who sent money would get a cloth, and they would be blessed. People believe it.
Oh, yeah.
They believe it. All right, Burke segment's officially over. I would now like to share with you my high-speed internet story. A few days ago, I made an appointment with Exceed. This place has this thing has three names: Exceed, Wild Blue, Viasat. It's like three companies in one, and they do satellite dish Wi-Fi. Because I'm in the woods, so made an appointment. They said, "Well, somebody will be there between." I love this when they do the between 8 and noon thing.
Oh.
Like you don't have anything to do, so just hang around. And then when they say that, and the guy shows up like at 11:50, then you know he's there till 2 or 3 o'clock. Well, he showed up about 10, and I said, "Look, I told the lady that I had to leave here at 2. Oh, he said, "That not a problem. I got plenty of time. I'll have this done way before then." I left the house at 10 till 2. He hadn't even put the router in yet or finished running the cable.
Man.
Oh, no. He'd been there 4 hours. It's not done. So I just thought, well, I just have to go. And at least somebody was home. So I guess I'll find out tonight if I have high speed. I guess I will. But let me make a suggestion to anyone who makes service calls, appliance repair people, heating and cooling people, satellite people. How about being just a little bit friendly? This guy pulls up to my house. He calls to tell me he's half an hour away. Let's just say his name is Jim. I don't want to give his name. The first thing I didn't like was he doesn't work for Exceed. He's an independent installer. He works for DirecTV. He works for all kinds of people. That in itself is not necessarily a big deal. He knows what he's doing. But he calls, be running a little late, and he pulls up. And then when he gets out of the truck, I said, well, you must be Chuck. And he went, yeah. He never said, how you doing? Good morning. Put out his hand to shake my hand. Well, let's see what we got here. Nothing. I said, you must be Chuck. Yeah. That's all he said. And I said, okay, well, let me show you where the old dish was. Well, I'll find it. It's just like, he was not rude. You can't say, he's just nothing.
Not friendly.
No personality at all. Nothing. I said, can I get you something to drink? It's kind of hot. Yeah. I said, okay, what? I said, you Coke, water? Well, water's fine. I gave him a bottle of cold water. He never said one word. He didn't say thank you or nothing. And the problem is, I'm the kind of guy that'll go, hey, Jim, let me make a suggestion. How about let's start over, get in your truck and pull back in here again and get out and go, hey, good morning, how are you? I'm here to put in your... Let's try. But if you do that, then now I made the guy mad.
Yeah.
So he's going to get up there and put a hole in my roof that's going to leak. He's going to make sure at least... So you can't do anything. You're at the mercy of these people until they finish. But if you are, then we got clear these calls. If you have to call on somebody and go to their house, how about just, even if you're having a horrible day, can you pretend that you're happy to be installing whatever it is at somebody's house and that the customer is giving you business? I don't care if you're an independent, you still get paid. Holy cow. And I guess what's frustrating, I almost wish he had just been rude or said something inappropriate as opposed to just blah, like nothing. Because I'm the guy that'll walk out and go, hey, Jim, how you doing? It shouldn't be me. It should be them. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back. If you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. We don't care. In fact, I'll take one call before we break, and I'm going to give you the numbers. I would like to think people have memorized them by now or put them in their phones, but I know how that goes. I'm guilty of it, too. You mean to, but you didn't. Here they are. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Mary is on the phone, and I'm going to talk to her before we break. Mary, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And we have Exceed at home. We've had it about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the same situation as you, except I think you even have a better cell signal. We can't do anything out at our house.
Well,
There's no DS.
Who's your carrier? Who's your cellular carrier?
AT&T.
Me too. And luckily, AT&T is nice and strong at my house, but it's still not the same, you know what I'm talking about, as real Wi-Fi. Like if you want to download a movie or something, it's not the same. If we want to order a movie on TV, I got to get on the phone and order. You know, I can't just click order because I don't have Wi-Fi. Now, you have Exceed. I had it before, and I canceled it because it was slow as molasses, and it was expensive. And I had 10 gigabytes for $60, and it was super slow.
And I think that's what I have.
Well,
I think it's up to like 70-something now.
Well, here's the deal. As of about 2.5 weeks ago, according to them, they just came out with a brand-new package, new router, whatever. And it's really expensive. $215 a month, but I get but unlimited data, unlimited, and and up to 100. What's the term? Mega something per second.
Megabits per second.
100 megabits per second. You're probably getting like 3 megabits per second.
Yeah, they claimed ours was at least 30.
No,
but it never is.
No, they're liars. No, it's not. So I'm giving them another chance, another shot. It's a 2-year contract. The worst that'll happen is if I hate it, I got to eat the 2-year contract, but you can pay the minimum $15 a month for 2 years just to get out of it. So it's worth a shot. And yeah, it's high. It's too expensive. But my goodness.
The other thing we're going to try is AT&T has this new thing. It's called some kind of rural internet where they come out and they can beam it off a tower.
I've heard of this.
Instead of satellite.
Is this the WhisperNet or whatever it's called? Is that
No. This is through AT&T, and they have a router and everything with it, or a modem, whichever it is, and it's supposed to be a lot faster than satellite. It's like because it goes from tower to tower instead of up to the sky to the satellite.
Well, I wish they'd mentioned it to me when I called AT&T. They never mentioned this to me.
I was going to say, I'll have to email you, because we have a flyer at home and stuff, because if you're getting a good cell signal, you shouldn't have any problem with that, and they're supposed to guarantee however many speed.
Well, I'm in already now. I just got a text from my wife. That thing's hooked up now. He's gone, so when I get home, I'll know. And if it's lightning fast, I will come on and let you know.
I think Barb has the AT&T.
We don't have that. We don't have the expensive one like you, but I mean, it's $70-some just for the faster 10 gig.
Yeah.
You use that up in the first week.
No.
And then after that, we can't do movies or anything.
No, it's exactly what I had. Problem I had. I had $60 a month, 10 gigabytes, and in nothing flat, you're out of data. And then, of course, they go, well, we'll sell you another gigabyte for $10 or another two. Yeah, it's just, it's horrible. But I'll let you know. Stay tuned, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, Mary, thank you. Let me talk to Barb, then we break. I promise we'll eventually break. Hello, Barb, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
So I live in the country also, and was doing the same thing with AT&T, had a hot spot. Mm-hmm. And then they had this thing, it's a home phone wireless. So I have a home phone number that's $25 a month, and then this also is my wireless, and I get 256 gig a month, and I never go through it. It's lightning fast. I didn't think it would work, and it works great. It's just the same. It's a little box, little antenna, and my home phone goes through it, but also all my wireless, and I've been real pleased with it. And they don't just offer that up. You have to specifically crab about how you go through all your data so fast on your phone or your other plan.
So this is better than your hotspot on your phone?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
All right, what's it called?
Let me email it to you because I'm in my car.
Okay.
It's through my home phone, and they gave me the box, and it's my wireless, and I download Netflix. My husband runs his computer. I run mine because I work from home on Fridays.
And this is through AT&T. And this is through AT&T.
Yeah.
All right, now, once again, why in the world didn't they mention this to me? I've talked to them 3 or 4 times. They never mentioned this. They just said, nah, I'm sorry, we don't run DSL out there.
Yeah, this isn't DSL. This is strictly, I plug it in.
No, I understand that. But when they instead of saying to me, well, we don't run DSL, why didn't they say, oh, but here's something you could do? They didn't say that.
I've never had good luck at the stores. You know, every time I go in, I have to fight for everything that I get. But I'm real pleased with this service. I'm glad I asked about it.
All right. Well, shoot me an email, frankopinion@yahoo.com. And if this thing doesn't work, I'll give that a shot.
All right, and I use markandjason.com.
There you go. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. markandjason.com. Yeah, I just spoke to a woman this morning who was going to meet with them, and she sent me this, man, this email that really disturbed me. She lost her husband a year ago, and she's probably listening right now, and don't worry, I'm not going to give your name, but that's another bunch of people that should burn in hell, is these people who take advantage of widows and widowers, and people who, they catch them when they're the most vulnerable. They just had a death. They're extremely vulnerable. I asked Tim before the show started, I said, you ever see that movie? It's an old movie with Ryan O'Neal and his daughter Tatum O'Neal when she was a little girl, called Paper Moon. And it's a great movie. It's a black and white movie. And if I remember right, he and his daughter are together scam artists, and he uses his cute little daughter to help him scam people. And what they do is they go through the obituary section of the paper, and they'll see that, you know, Harold Schnitzer passed away. So he is survived by his wife, Marilyn Schnitzer. So they'll find the address. They make up Bibles with that gold leaf. You know how somebody's got their name on the Bible in mm-hmm. gold? And they'll go ahead and put, you know, Marilyn Schnitzer on the Bible. Go to the door. And, of course, let's say it's the widower who's lost his wife. It's usually the other way around. And they'll come to the door and say, can I help you? And they'll ask for Marilyn Schnitzer. I'm making these names up. And he goes, I'm sorry, she just passed away. He goes, oh, that's too bad. I guess she really seemed really, really anxious to receive her personalized Bible. And they go, what personalized Bible? And then they show it to him, and they go, this is, I guess, one of the last things she ever wanted mm-hmm. in her life was this Bible. Well, of course, they buy it. Because
how much?
I don't remember, but it's a great movie because it's so clever and so despicable at the same time. And Tatum O'Neill, I don't know what else she ever did in her life, but man, she's really good in this with her daddy, with Ryan, in Paper Moon, if you want to watch it.
Right, that's like Eddie Murphy when he was acting like he didn't have any legs in Trading Places. Oh. When he was sitting cross-legged.
Well, you know that I've never seen Trading Places.
You never have?
No. And everybody says, I should see it.
It's so good.
It's got Jamie Lee Curtis in there as well.
Yeah. There's any Trade Places with Dan Aykroyd or somebody?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. And one's wealthy.
Dan Aykroyd is this young go-getter investment banker, like, you know, the sky's the limit for him. And Eddie Murphy is this down and out, like, bad luck kind of bum, really.
It's Dan Aykroyd's uncles. They make a bet.
They make a $1 bet.
A $1 bet.
They can take a homeless person, which turns out to be Eddie Murphy, pull him off the street, and be just as successful as a stockbroker as Dan Aykroyd is.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Why I never watched this movie.
But there's a scene in there where he's sitting on like a luggage rack. It's got four wheels on it, and it's square, and he's sitting cross-legged with like this big blanket on, acting like he doesn't have any legs.
Oh, that's great.
And then the cops pick him up off of it, and they hold him for about 5 seconds, and you see these two legs drop down.
There's a movie with Mel Brooks, and I'm not a big Mel Brooks fan, called Life Stinks.
Oh, I love that movie.
You ever see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never seen that.
Kind of the same thing.
Where he becomes homeless.
Yeah, well, somebody, he's really wealthy. Well, you wouldn't last 10 minutes on the streets. Yeah. Oh, yeah? So he... empties his pockets, no credit cards, no cash, just goes out on the street in a suit. Now he's homeless.
That's a good one, too.
And once he realizes, hey, I'm kind of hungry, I don't have any money, he sees like a young black kid or something dancing. And he's like a coffee can, and people are tossing money in. Mm-hmm. So Mel Brooks starts dancing, and nobody gives him any money because he's horrible. It's really funny. Life Stinks, good title, too. All right, let's buy a car. What do you say?
We did.
Oh, you know what? Why didn't you put it in the Burke segment?
Because
you were saving it for this commercial.
Yeah.
Here to help me with this commercial is the man who took his daughter last night to Johnny Londoff to pick up a Chevy Cruze. Here to tell that story, the one and only heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much.
So take us through it.
We went out and Alyssa was looking for a new car.
Now, who is Alyssa?
Alyssa's my daughter.
Ah.
I know, I don't talk about her much.
No, you
don't. So we were looking for a new car for her because the car that she had, things started going awry with it, let's say. So we traded that in. She found a Chevy Cruze, 2016, 28,000 miles
That's
on it.
That's practically new.
I know. So we have the remainder of the bumper-to-bumper warranty on it. And now Londoff, with used cars, if they have 80,000 miles or less, they offer a powertrain warranty, lifetime powertrain warranty.
Yeah,
so, right. And that's for any car. It doesn't even have to be a Chevy. If it's a used car on their lot and they sell it, then you get that lifetime warranty. But we went through and made the deal on the car. She wanted another car, and I kind of steered her towards this one.
She wanted a Range Rover.
No, she wanted it was a Chevy Cruze, yeah. And it had a sunroof, leather, push button start, all this other stuff on it, but there were more miles on it. Yeah. And I tried to steer her towards the lesser miles, and she's extremely happy. We went and picked it up last night.
What color is it?
It's white. She loves white cars.
The most popular color now. Again, it has been before in the country.
And she really likes white cars. She said she loves white cars. Yeah. So she names all of her cars.
Is this Whitey?
No, not Whitey. This car's, the last car's name was Clark. I don't know why, where she had it. She had another car that she named Hans. This car's name is Tom.
Simple.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, I get it. That's good. Well, congratulations, Alyssa.
Yeah, and she has 3 free months of OnStar, and we usually keep the OnStar for the
especially for her
emergency package and everything. Yeah.
Well, good for her. See, there you go. Another story. And he didn't get the car free. And
no.
Trade it for mentions on the air. He paid for it, like I paid for my cars. Johnny Londoff pays for commercials, so we can pay for cars. And if you don't want to buy brand new or can't buy brand new, can't afford it or just flat out don't want to, you can get something 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, a Chevy, or something that's not a Chevy, and they don't have it, they'll find it for you. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, congratulations, Alyssa. They're at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. And don't hit the don't cut me off here when I say 24/7 at Londoff.com, because I want to tell you a real quick story. When my second son turned 16, and my kids had jobs except for my daughter, pampered, but she played tennis really hard, so that was her job. But I was going to surprise him, and I bought a used Kia something. It started with an S. I don't remember what it was. It was a car, not an SUV.
A Soul?
No, it wasn't a Soul. They didn't have Souls then.
Sorento?
It could have been. No, Sorento's an SUV. I don't remember which one it was, but it was years ago. So I buy it thinking I'll surprise him, and I go ahead and bring it home. He comes home and says, "What's that?" And I told him. He said, "Dad, please, please don't make me drive that." No. Wow. There are certain cars to kids that have been established as either cars that girls drive. Dodge Neon, girl car. If you go to California, a Subaru is a lesbian car. They sponsor they sponsor all kinds of lesbian events. In Southern California, you drive a Subaru and you're a woman, they just assume you're a lesbian. Now, I'm sorry, but that is absolutely true.
Guys can drive Subarus then, because I'm a lesbian.
Well, we like the same things they do. So he looks at this thing and goes, "Dad, please, it's not that I don't appreciate it." He said, "Please don't." It's almost like he was saying, "If you put me in that car, other guys are going to beat me to death."
Yeah.
I took it back. I hadn't done the title or anything. Honest to goodness, I took the thing back.
Wow.
And got him an old entry-level little Lexus sedan, like ES250 or something. He went, "Okay, thanks. Oh, man. Thank you."
But you just got conned. That's what happened.
No, I didn't get conned at all.
Yeah.
He told me the truth.
You started with a Kia, and then he ended with a Lexus.
But it was a Lexus that was worth less than the Kia.
That's still a Lexus.
No, it was older and more miles and worth less, but he'd rather drive that
than a girl car. Women don't care what the car's worth. It's all about the name and the fact that he had a Lexus versus that.
Mm-hmm.
You probably helped him lose his virginity.
He would have driven a Chevy, or he would have driven anything, but not a Neon, that little Kia thing. And
not a Mini.
I had a Mini Cooper, but I could see where a lot of people say, "Well, that's a girl car." I could see that. But that Neon, I will never forget. Every friend of his that I remember asking about Neon, before you could even get the last N out of Neon, go, "Girl car!" Just like that. "Girl car!" So, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Now we can take a break. You're listening to 590, The Fan.
And we're going to check traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Best Fiends, your next favorite puzzle game. You're filling in eastbound 64 at the Poplar Street Bridge, then an accident on the Illinois side, eastbound 64 at 25th Street. Slowing westbound 64 at Hampton and then Lindbergh to Ballas. You've got brake lights westbound 44 at Kings Highway and again at Arsenal. After tackling the commute, reward yourself with Best Fiends, the addictive 5-star rated mobile game where you solve puzzles and collect characters. 80 million people have already downloaded it for free. Best Fiends from the Apple Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Lemmings Assemble.
You know who the best of radio is?
No.
Tim.
Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill has a mouth-watering new Lemming Burger. They're always delicious. Hotshot's Burger is now even better. Topped with pepper jack cheese, bacon, red hot riblet dust, and Cajun ranch. Served with a side of loaded up TMA tots with queso cheese, bacon bits, and that sweet riblet dust. At $9.99, it has all the soppings and fixings a lemming deserves.
He's got lemmings.
Like the Dickens, Jack.
And remember to make Hot Shots your home for all the games, all the time.
There are those who've had tax troubles with the IRS and those who will have tax troubles with the IRS. There are those who would go to Lance Drury Law Firm and get the best advice possible. And there are those who will be at the mercy of the IRS. I encourage you to do what I did. I called Lance Drury. Within days, he was laying out a plan that was going to satisfy the IRS and save me a lot of money. Lance Drury's expertise is built on decades of experience. The American Society of Tax Problem Solvers rates Lance Drury at the top. So when battling the IRS, don't do it by yourself. Make sure you get the best in the business on your side. Say you heard about Lance Drury on Larry Connors USA and get a free consultation. Lance Drury Law Firm, 314-238-7360. 314-238-7360. Call the Lance Drury Law Firm and sleep better at night.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Brown, he looked like Grease Doodle.
Well, Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, hunting knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, Cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bernarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment.
Hey, I want you to know about Wellington Environmental. This St. Louis-based company provides services all over the nation. Wellington Environmental specializes in preventing infectious outbreaks in hospitals, surgery centers, and clinics. Infections which kill more than 200 patients a day. The founder, Tom Wellington, is an expert on preventing these infections, and Tom's often asked to speak to health professionals. Wellington Environmental also specializes in dealing with mold issues and has an innovative sterile lightening process that can save time and money. And don't forget, Wellington Environmental can test your water supply to make sure it's free of lead and other toxins. So if you work in healthcare, the building industry, or just want to make sure your home is safe for your family, call Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My older son's first car was a Buick, I think Skyhawk. I'm pretty sure. Wasn't there a Skylark?
Yeah, there was a Skylark.
A Skyhawk. I think it was a Skyhawk. And I paid a little over $2,000 for it. It was perfect. But it was several years old, and it was basic. It was an automatic, and that was it. I get it home. It's just as clean and perfect as it can be. And I take it home, and he comes outside. He's all excited, and he gets in it. And he calls his brother out to the drive. He goes, "Man, come look at this. You're not going to believe this. This is so neat." And his brother comes over and goes, "What?" He says, "Watch this." And he cranks the handle, and the window goes. He'd never seen that. He goes, "This is cool." I go, "Really?
A window crank?"
Yeah. I said, "Let's see how great you think that is in a few weeks." After a couple of times when you go to roll down the passenger window and you got to lean all the way across the seat. But it's funny to me, he thought that was the greatest thing, that a crank would roll the window up and down.
Wow.
But they're all just right. So used to it. You know what I miss real quickly? The foot dimmers for headlights.
Oh, yeah.
I wish we had those back.
Click, click.
I like it better.
I know. I do, too.
Foot dimmers.
John called in real quick.
No, it has to be. It can't even be quick because I'm out of time. I got to do this. Can you hang on? Can you hold
it
for later?
Yeah, I'll say it. Yeah.
Look, if you're honest, most of us care about what we look like. Maybe not vain to the point we don't have to look like movie stars, but you got to admit that sometimes you look in the mirror and you step on the scale and you just go, "I'm not happy with this. I'm not happy with myself." If it's a weight issue, MD Health and Wellness. Okay, if it's a weight issue, MD Health and Wellness. if it's a testosterone hormone issue, MD health and wellness, type 2 diabetes, MD health and wellness. You can improve your life and the quality of your life. You can. There are certain things you can change. Now, you can't change. If you're just basically flat out butt ugly and you were born that way, there's not a whole lot you can do about that. If you got a great big schnoz or big ears, but the other stuff you have some control over. And when Mother Nature stops cranking out the testosterone, especially gentlemen, the way she used to, you can do something about that. And it's called bioidentical hormone replacement therapy.